Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
I need to rest my face for the night. What would a prank prayer be? It could be duty for all I know. There's some sort of tranquil lotion that I've put on my, epidurus. You're rolling in so much income, you don't even know what to do. I know they've had some beef, as they say in the industry, in the past.
Let's call Trump Chicago.
Hello, thank you for calling Trump International Chicago. How may I assist you?
Hi, I just want to let you know the bedspread is absolutely filthy. When I say it looks like some sort of toddler ate like an Oreo or 17 of them and wiped their face right on the bedspread.
Terribly apologize.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you reached central reservation.
All right. Well, maybe you can put a note.
I could ask. I can't pull your reservation up. I would have to send you over directly to the front desk, if that's okay.
Well, they're busy because I went down. I told them about the filthy bedspread, and she said, oh, we'll send housekeeping up. That was 2 hours ago. Now, I know because of COVID that there's a lot of shortages on staff, but this is ludicrous. I need to rest my face for the night, and I don't want to sleep in this filth. I don't even know if it's chocolate. It could be duty. It could be duty for all I know. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, all right. I mean, I guess I'll just go back down to the front desk, but they don't care. I mean, you seem to be very caring, and I know you'd help me if you could.
No, of course. Mm. Do you mind giving me your room number just so I could pass that along to them if I get a hold of them?
816.
All right, thank you very much. I'll go ahead and try my best.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Time to call Barnes, the one that's alive.
Thank you for calling Barnes' room. How may I direct your call?
Hi there. I just want to say how sorry I am about the other Barnes. I hope you guys are all right.
Oh, yes, we're doing good. How may I help you?
Okay, great. I've got a huge suit that I'm ready to enact, as they say. Plaintiff's case, if you know what I mean. So I just wanted to talk to Barnes, obviously the live one, and see what he's got going on and how we can work together.
Okay, and then this is your first time calling?
It is my first time. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've never, been in such a pickle before that I needed to call for legal help. But here I am calling Barnes, the live one.
Okay, and can I please have your first name?
Absolutely. It's Sinink, S-I-N-I-K.
Okay, and what is the last name then?
Joy, J-O-Y.
Okay, and do you know which office, the location of the office, would you like to contact with?
The closest one that's by New Jersey, where I am.
And you're not currently at a scene of an accident?
I'm not, no. My daughter was injured, but she's all right. She's resting comfortably.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. My daughter goes to the New Brunswick Dance Academy, and they had a recital today. When I tell you, she was so excited. Her leotard and tights and, shoes, everything was great. And she's had some, issues before with another student named Barbara Ann. And while they were on stage during the recital, Barbara Ann tripped my daughter during the recital. My daughter went flying off the stage, fell on her chin, had to get 9 stitches, and nearly broke her leg. I want to sue Barbara Ann, her mom, her dad, and anyone else that lives in her home.
I'm really sorry about your daughter again, ma'am.
Thank you. It was obviously an assailant type of situation, premeditated. And as I said, I know they've had some beef, as they say in the industry in the past, you know, tiffs here and there, fighting over lunches, that type of thing. But this is where I draw the line. And that's when I call Barnes. That's when I call Barnes.
Okay, I'm going to try it and see if I could transfer you to an attorney, okay?
Great.
Just one brief moment.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's call bankrupt Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm so happy. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Oh, my God, I've been trying to call for weeks. You guys must be so busy that you're rolling in so much income, you don't even know what to do.
Okay, and how can I help you, ma'am?
I'm dying to get all of the body lotion that you have in stock. Is it true that Alex just filed for bankruptcy?
I really don't know, ma'am.
Because I'm so nervous. Oh, the whatever it is, the mint lotion. There's some sort of tranquil lotion that I've put on my, you know, epidurus, and it's just so amazing.
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know what the name of the lotion is.
Well, maybe you can just look up lotion and see what comes up. Just a suggestion.
No, ma'am. There's nothing that comes up when I put in lotion.
What about soap?
You mean body wash?
Body wash. That's the one. If it doesn't come up, that means he's officially bankrupt and you might want to start looking for a new job.
No, ma'am. But no, there's no body wash.
Oh, my God.
We have.
Oh, he has shampoo. What kind of shampoo? I have a very, very oily scalp.
It's by Emerson Essentials. It's a tea tree shampoo.
Oh, that sounds great. Like it would soak up the Earl. All right, great. Let's try that. And then is there any condish that goes with that?
No, ma'am.
What? So he just wants you to wash your hair but not condition it?
Ma'am, I'm telling you what we have available right now. We have available the Emerson Essentials Natural Herbal Shampoo Tea Tree.
The bankruptcy is really getting to the stock. That must be the problem. Who can wash their hair and not condition it? I mean, even me when I tell you I'm like an oil slick, I can't even describe what goes on in my scalp. But I still need to condition the bottom of my hair. Otherwise, it looks like straw. So what do you suggest?
I'm not quite sure, ma'am. We don't have conditioner.
Unbelievable. What about any scented candles? I would like to do a seance this weekend.
Ma'am.
Yes?
No, we don't have candles.
Interesting.
No, ma'am.
What about massage oil?
No, ma'am.
Hmm. What else do you have for the body? If you can just look up body and let me know what Alex suggests. He's so tranquil himself. Any sort of relaxation? Any bath oils?
No, ma'am. We don't have bath oil. We have mainly supplements.
Supplements? Any for weight loss?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my God. You know what? I've had it. Have a great night.
Next up, the prayer hotline.
Hi, thank you for calling the Prayer and Crisis Referral Line. My name is Sheila. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lillian. I'm really desperate for a prayer. It's been really tough on me. One of my best friends, Patricia, isn't speaking to me. What happened was there was a pie contest in town, and I actually won. But the problem was that I did steal her recipe, I'm going to be honest. And I didn't mean to, but she once showed me to swap out baking powder with butter, and it just changed my life. And I ended up winning the pie eating contest. So would you just say a quick prayer so that my friend will talk to me?
Is this a serious prayer or is this a prank prayer.
A prank prayer? I would love to do a prank. What would a prank prayer be?
This next one is an audience request for someone's old boss who works for Amazon.
Hello.
We're having a big problem with Alexa. She is cursing people out.
I think you have a wrong number.
No way. This is the number for emergencies for Alexa. Do you not work at Amazon?
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.